Ooh,
Scottish. I forgot to bring him.
We started yesterday in Mishnah. Come to Zayin. Moscow Loi Koisin. You come to Zayin Amadar. 116A. Moscow Loi Koisin. You pour for him. They pour for him the second cup. Moscow Loi, they pour for him the second cup. Like we had earlier, Moscow Loi Koisin. Talking about they pour for him, I guess this is the Makari. That a person shouldn't be pouring for himself and say them. Feel like a king. The people pour for him. Moscow Loi Koisin, Ivakana Ben Shail. And this is when the Ben starts asking. Shailah, we ask his father. The main does with Ben, if the son doesn't have enough seichel to ask, Aviv Melande, the father teaches him to ask. Because it's important on Seder night to have a question and answer session. What is so different tonight? Why is tonight so different than any other night? Shebechol alelos, on all other nights, on Eichlim, Chomitz and Matzah, we can eat Chomitz and Matzah. We can choose. Alayla Zekulay Matzah. Tonight only Matzah. Shebechol alelos, on Eichlim, Shayirachis. On other nights, we can have any other type of vegetable. Alayla Zekulay more. We have more. Doesn't say we have to have more. Only, it doesn't say we only have more, because we have other vegetables. We have carpus as well. But the point is, it seems to be that we're going out of our way to have something which is bitter. Why are we doing that? Other times of the year, we don't go out of our way to have bitter things. On other nights, we eat Basatli, which is roasted. Shalok is very cooked, and Mavosha means stump cooked. Alayla ze kuli tzli. Tonight we only have tzli. This is in time of the Beis Mikdash, when they would only have tzli. Jesus says that we're talking about the go according to the opinion of Ben Tamar that says the Chagiga was also tzli. So tonight we're only having tzli. What's going on? The rest of the year we have other things. We have a choice. We have a barbecue, or we have cooked. And tonight there's only roasted. And the last question is, Shabbat Leilis, Onu, and here was different gusos, but we'll go with the gus on the side, Onu Matbilim, Pamachas. And other times, we did, once, or maybe not even that, but tonight. Depends on the gusos. No, we're not reading the brackets. We could do the.
I don't have the brackets.
You don't have brackets?
No.
Oh, but met? Oh, well. Oh my goodness gracious me. Really? If you wanted to know a reason why. So, okay. The Maitre of the Gemara is going to change the gifts of yours. So, we can say how it says, and Enonu Chayovim the Tabil, we're not Mechuyiv to dip. I feel a Pamachat, even once. Halayla Zeh Shtei Pomim. Tonight, we have to dip twice. Why? Because we've got the salt. So, all time we have the. And we have the charesis. The truth is, according to what the Rashbam we once saw, was that it's not the dipping, it's the eating. That now we're eating vegetable before the meal. Why are we doing that? We're ready to have our kapas. Why are we doing that? But if we die to Shalben of Imelamda, according to the seichel of the father, that's how we teach the child. And then the Mishnah ends up in Masal Bignus. We'll say in a minute. Before we continue, does anyone mind if I turn off the heating?
According to the seichel of the son.
I know. You okay? You sure?
Yeah.
You sure? Okay. If anyone wants to back on, feel free.
The feed daito shall ben.
Oh, the feed daito shall ben. I'll be mad. According to the seichel of the child, the father. That means if you have a child whose IQ is high, so you should teach him in depth. The child says, no, you should just stay over the story in a way that he will realize how special it is we left Mitzrayim. Okay, we're going to end up in Masal B'Gnus, the end of the Mishnah, and then we'll go back and explain the Mishnah line by line. Masal B'Gnus, on the Sayyid Mishvach. You start off with Gnus, we start off by saying our God, saying bad things, or how we were once. On the Sayyid Mishvach, and we end off with amazing praise with Hashem.
So we'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss where we start from. Do we start from the bottom of Yinu, the fact that we were slaves, or do we start from the fact that we were of Oda Vezor? We'll see that when we get to it in the Gemara. But Doresh, Marami, Avidovi, Atshigu, Chalapasha, Kulam, we Darshan from Marami, Avidovi, until the whole Pasha. And Kipasha Kisavai, the Bikurim, was Arami, Avidovi, and that's the history of Klal Yisrael. And therefore we explain till the whole end of the whole Pasha about the history of Klal Yisrael. So, we have on this Mishnah, quite a few questions. Yossi came to ask me yesterday about four or five of them, which, they're all good questions, but there's some basic questions on the Mishnah. Number one is the order is weird. We start off with eating matzah, and we're ending off with dipping. And in the order of the Seder night, we already dipped Kalpas before already he speaks. So why did he not ask about dipping first? Why didn't he ask about dipping first? If you look in the Rosh and the Rif and the Rambam, the gist actually is that. The gist is that you ask first about dipping. So Mela,
maybe you don't know about the second dipping until after you eat the matzah.
Well,
all of a sudden you got another.
But we'll see as we go along that the. All the questions are based on the Qur'an. They can see the horaces, they can see the ma'at, they can see the different rituals. So that's the first point. It's on page
in the
this is the Rif, but the Rosh is the same. Moskva Lekosheni Rikana Ben Shoyl Kimein Das Ben Lishol Ovi Melando. What's he asking? Ma Nishtano Halayla Hazeh Mikol Aleilois Shemichol Aleilois Einon Matvilen. In on Masvidin, Tamachas, Araya Zeshtikon.
Chabad does like that.
Chabad, Rambam does like that.
That's why.
So, this order. Shelochol, Araya is in on Masvidin,
Tamachas,
and put the Advala first, right? Why? Because in the order of the kids, that's what makes more sense. And that's what the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam say. It's not the Mr. Shem, don't say like that, but at least. We see that your R is a good R, and take it seriously, and it changed actually the order, or whichever one came first, not sure, but that's the first point. Second point is, that what does it mean, Shabbachol HaLeilois, on Oichim Chomi to Matzah, HaLeilah Zeh Kuri Matzah. How do you know? Maybe you have Chomit as well. Yeah. How do you know? This is the beginning. Okay. Alright, so says Ramatza because he's been cleaning, he knows we've done Bio Chomets in the morning. Say that. Let's carry on then. Shevachol HaLeilois. Shevachol HaLeilois. Ono Eichlim. Shai Yerokis. Halayla Zem Mori. So this question means we're not particular what we eat, and tonight we seem to be particular. I see you've got this weird vegetable on the Kara table, the Kara plate, why are we doing it? But now I have the next question. Halalayla is ono oichlin, bosat tzvi sholok mevusho. Halayla zekuli tzvi. Tonight we only have roasted. How do you know? How do you know we're only going to have roasted? Maybe we're going to have cooked as well. So with matzah you answered me because we did bill comments in the morning. Okay, accepted. Tick. But what are you going to do here now? Every night we have. Huh?
That's an acceptable answer from
Matzi, because
you prepared with this
Korban
Pesach.
No, okay, you
could
still have cooked.
Yeah, you
could
still have cooked.
No, so how do you know it's not going to have cooked?
We had three different types of meat every meal.
No, it means any. We had this, this, or this.
Yes, yeah, so this is what we're having.
How do you know? Maybe we're having other foods. You didn't check the pots?
And well, what's so peculiar about this time that even if we have one, you can have the Shiloh on the side? Every time your mother is preparing a dinner, she makes three types of dishes. Yes.
No.
Ima, how come this time I'm having three types?
Right. So you're strengthening the question. Imagine what the kids see here. They're asking a question about having roasted. As you know.
Maybe the tzvi on the kara, the roasted brown on the kara.
Okay, so. So Ivan is already starting in the right direction. That these questions are all based on what he sees. All these questions are based on what he sees. He sees we see matzahs, that's what we're having. He sees the two dips, the charis and Meimela, or the two vegetables. There's all the things he sees on Kohen. And he sees on the Ka'ara two meats. So the Gemara is going with Ben Tima. He sees two meats. One meat for the compass of one chagiga, and both of them are roasted. So that's his question. Why are we tonight having only roasted meats? You want to have different type of meats. Bakasha, let's have cooked, let's have roasted. He sees it from the yard. He doesn't know what's in the pot, and they're allowed to eat cooked meat. There's nothing wrong in Seder night to have cooked meat, and even in time of Eitz Mikdash. There's nothing wrong with it. The Kom Chagiga has to be roasted, and the Kom Pesach has to be roasted, but they wanted to have their own cooked stew, they could do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But the questions that he asks are based on what he sees. He's just pouring the second cup, and then he sees what's going on. Look at this plate here, and this plate seems to be telling me what's going to be happening tonight. Only matzah, funny maror, funny vegetables, two dips, and everything on the plate is roasted. Why is everything on the plate roasted? Why is it roasted? That's his question.
We have two dips in
the carrot. Yeah.
On our carrot, we have two dips.
Yeah.
That's how it's said.
And meimenach.
Meimenach on the carrot?
Yeah. Okay, so do it next time.
On the carrot? I don't know. Not on the carrot.
On the carrot.
Meimenach on the carrot.
Yeah.
I think the
Rav
is the only one who has it.
What the Mishavura brings now? What the Mishavura says?
What
the result is? Yes, you can ask this question. But even if you don't want to agree with me having the main melech on the car, which you have, even if you don't want to, but according to Rav Shvam, it wasn't so much the fact that we're dipping, it's the fact that we're eating vegetables before the meal. And now you already did. He's already seen that. He already dipped as well.
Let me just ask back then. Is there any first here that you necessarily have to ask the Marishan? I mean, I'm just looking at.
Fakana ben Shoyal.
Fakana ben Shoyal, the son asks. He asks whatever he asks. Then he says, Ve'im ein das ben, and if the son isn't smart enough to ask on his own, whatever he's going to ask, Avi Malamda Marishan Alayoza. Then the father teaches them, you know, the official list of questions. But it seems like from this, like if the son asks anything, then you go straight into a Bari Mayinu. The Manishtan is just plan B.
And that works with the Gemara from before.
That works with the Gemara
from before. From not Manishtan.
Yeah.
Some chiddush. Maisa, Rashbam says not like that. Or tasted before and said not like that. Tasted not like that. So that's some chiddush you want to say. I did see someone mention some thought like you're saying. But I just ignored it because I thought he was like, off the road. Now that you say it over.
That's how I understood the last Rashbam also. The one on the bottom Rashbam on the base.
Wow, something special. Top, I hear. I have to now go back and see.
I don't think the mice are the way you do, but it sounds like that's what you're saying.
Well, okay, very good. That's a good overall. It's a very good overall.
If you can eat any kind of meat, even the times of the Beis HaMikdash, then this question really is a bad question.
No.
He's asking why on this night do we only eat?
Because that's what he sees on the car. There's two roasted meats. Why are we having... But so it seems to be there's a stress for the roasted.
But the answer should be...
The answer is going to be something else completely. But he's right in his question.
Okay.
That when it comes to the food that you have to eat, it has to be roasted. Chagiga, Pesach, that has to be roasted. Right? But you see it on the car. That's what he sees. He sees the car. He sees the Seder plate. Okay, so that. Were there any other questions of yours yet? The order was the wrong order. That we saw the Rosh Hashanah, the Kuloi Matzah, and the Tzli. So that's, fine. Okay, so.
Yeah, so the other thing here about the Rusubi.
It doesn't say Mesuvin. Why doesn't it say Mesuvin? Why the Haggadah doesn't, in the Haggadah does not say about Mesuvin?
Because
he did it throughout the year. In those days, like the good old Romans, they used to lean on a, lean, recline while they eat. So therefore there's no thing being used for Mesuvin. Not. That's how they would eat. But nowadays, since it's normal to say it already, we have now a question that, a new type of question. Why is it so necessary to add this question? Because he seems there's a need to have four for something. It seems to be there's an union of having four questions. That's what it seems to be, right? There are no, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they had the one about Soli, Kuli, Soli, and not. Nowadays we don't have that. But we have some other question about reclining. Why is it so necessary to have four? Why is it so necessary to have four questions?
Four cups.
Cups, yeah. Very nice idea. Four suns. Four corners of the world, but what else? The idea is that that's what I've said. The Malvin says, and Rav Avinel says, the idea of these questions is that tonight is a night of contradiction. On the one hand, we're having a night of servitude, on the other hand, we're having a night of geula. On the one hand, we're having moreh, we're having matzah, which is the bread, halach ma'anya, and the moreh bitters. On the other hand, we're having a seber. Or we're dipping twice, which is a sign of Ashiras, or the Kom Pesach, Kom Chagiga, which was for celebration. So the night is a night of contradictions. What's going on here? That's what's bothering the child. And if it's not bothering the child, that's what we're meant to bring out to the child. We're meant to bring out to him, look, tonight is a night of contradiction, of what's going on. And the answer to that question is, that tonight, this time, 2000 X years ago, tonight was a contradiction. Tonight was a night when, at the beginning of the night, we were Avodim, and the end of the night, we were Nechayim. After Chatzos, we were officially let out by Parak. So tonight is a night of this contradiction. That's why we're having it. And that's what we're to thank Hashem for, that we were Avodim and we came out. So that's why it's Dafka 4, because we want to have two of each, symmetry. The contrast. So Mela, that's the idea behind these questions. That's why it's so important to ask those four questions.
Hmm.
Yeah, you ask, well, why didn't you ask about pouring the wine, right? It's true that there's other questions that why is it so dark at these four points that the Mishnah feels the need that the father has to say? The answer is because these four points represent the bitterness and the freedom. Charesis, which is one of the dipping, is to sweeten the bitterness. So we have the stirim in Eobay, we have the bitter, we have the sweet, what's going on? The answer is again the same idea. Yes, Yossi.
Who is the Hashiva to have that before? Wouldn't the Mishnah daft to list that number and say, Hansha, Chabad, the few Kashas? It doesn't say a number, doesn't it?
I didn't stress the point of four so much. That was more, listing all the fours. I'm stressing more the point there has to be double B buffer. We want a contrast. So we're going to give two examples of this and two examples of that. Of two examples of servitude and two examples of freedom. That's what it is.
One of the examples of Matzah in itself is a kind of...
Right. A lot of them, with Minei Obey. A lot of them Minei Obey is a steer. The Matzah which we say, Matzah, why do we eat it? What is in Haggadah? No, why is Haggadah say? Because of Gula. The Matzah is the... We say it's because of Gula. And the other ones we say, Allah, why are you? So the Matzah itself is the steer in Minei Obey. Right?
No, it's a thing you already
had. Okay. Yeah. Within the idea of a contrast, you have a contrast within, that's where you're deeper for those that are able to grasp that point. It's not something that's a kidness day will cut. The contrast in the matzah, but the way we behave, that you definitely will contrast. Well, on the one hand, we're acting as if we're slaves. On the other hand, we're acting as if we're free people, we're rich people. What's going on? So let's see, yeah.
I understand the question that they asked. The point that they raised that we're trying to give off the message that tonight is a night of contradictions. But what is the so? What's the edge? So.
Oh, it is that in Mitzrayim. This is how the Malbim says it. In Mitzrayim tonight was the night of contradiction. We start off being slaves, and tonight we ended up being free people.
So that's not a contradiction.
So it is. Well, we slaves, we're free people.
No, it's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction because in the beginning we. It
yeah.
resolved itself.
That's better.
So it's not a contradiction.
You're right. He asked there the question, the way we're behaving we're acting both ways. Seems to be a contradiction. We acted both ways. We start off being slaves, and we end up being free. So tonight is the night when we start one way. Not that it's a contradiction, you're right.
Contrast.
Tonight is the night that we started one way, one type of mahalak we had when we started the night. And the end of the night, we were different mahala. We were different people. We were three people already. So the kid looks as if we're doing acts of contradiction. We're being free and we're acting as slaves is a true replica, or there's some English word for that, of copying of how it was Taka in those days.
I'm sorry this is too philosophical and you could say I'll talk to you later, but
I'm not so good at philosophy, so.
Is the message that we're trying to send that it really isn't a contradiction, or is the message that we're trying to say that contradictions are okay?
No. The first way. He's asking the question. The answer is, yes, you're right. What looks to you as a contradiction actually happened tonight. Tonight, that time we were slaves and we were free. So what looks to you as a contradiction, what we're doing is to represent the two aspects that happened that night. And philosophy, you can discuss later. Okay, let's see some Rashbam. We started this Rashbam yesterday. The Kana Ben Sherlis Oviv, Kam Ben Zigas Kreis Cheney, and Ben Sherlis Oviv, the child, asks his father, Emu Chochom, Manish Tano, Ashtov Shemoizgin Kreis Cheney, Kredim Achila. Why on earth are you pouring the second cup before the eating? Rabbeinu Kibel, Mirabo, Rabbi Yankiv, Ben Yoyokev. Right. Rabbeinu Kibel, Mirabo, Rabbi Yankiv, Ben Yoyokev. Rabbeinu is Rashi. Rashi was recovered from his Rebbe, the Rebbe Ben Yoyokev, one of the earliest of Rishonim. It's not the Khan, but without the Aleph. V'chein HaBen Shoyel. Where do we find the word Cain in the Torah? Plenty of times. But there's one place where the word Cain is used in a interesting context. Cain benoist Salafchot. When they came to Moshe Rabbeinu to ask to get the Yerusha, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Cain benoist Salafchot. So what do you mean Cain benoist Salafchot? What does it mean? What's the word Cain? So it means correct, right. The Dinu. Kalema Dinu. That's what it means. What they said is the Din. Yes, it's true. They should be receiving Yerusha. So in the same context, that's what some Gersois are. Cain HaBen Shoyos Aviv. Dino, it's correct, it's a proper, it's the right thing, it's the halacha. When for the second cup, they should ask Manish Tan.
Rashi doesn't
know.
So why does Rashbam say that Rashi says
it if Rashi doesn't say it? There must have been some other Kisayodis, or Rashbam heard it from Rashi himself. It's his Zayda. Your grandpa.
Yeah. Could be. And this is Rashi. That's important. It's weird. The Rashi says the son asks when you're taking away Manishana that you're taking away the table in the second cup. He's not mentioning the whole new stuff. Otherwise,
right. Yeah. We'll mention yesterday. But this Manishana, the Rashi says, Manishana, why are you pouring a second cup of wine? Yeah. Matvin in Pamachas.
Is the Rashi trying to say that he's been justifying the gears of a Cain and Ben Shoyel?
Right. Argus is Khan, but there was a Gius of Cain, and he's explaining it. Malpinim Pam Achas. Tibur Yorkis Vesayuch Suda. We did once. So you see, that's the Gius in our Mishnah, which you've got a different Gius. Tibur Yorkis Vesayuch Suda, we did once. So Gemara's going to ask, who says we did even once? Gemara Parashah. Shtei Pamim, Tibur Rishayim. The first dip is Shayorakis of Kalpas. The Tibur Sheni, the more. Alayla Zekulitzli. his amount of reason to make the shkayim, I say, okay, and this time they speak, this time I'm to ask this question. If you understand everything, you should explain everything. If you don't understand everything, just explain.
The worst thing you can do to a kid is overburden him with information and just get turned off. You have to adapt. So the funny thing, you know, as a family grows up, it's really very interesting how you have to change the level and what you say over. It was like a bit of a shock for me at one stage of growing up. You know, I put a lot of effort in going into understanding the whole story and I'm built up, explain it. And Seder night used to be amazing for the kids. I still is Baruch Hashem, but all based on Midrashim of how it was, all the nisim that happened. And then at a certain stage, I realized you need deeper. It's nice, wonderful, but you need deeper news. The kids are already there, and I have like a range of kids, it gets a little bit complicated. But,
yes.
But
we see that potential.
All right. Oh, man. Thank you. So, all of you. So, yeah, that's what Rashi's saying. You have to, Rashbam, you have to adapt it according to the level of the kids. You have to tachiv. It may even help me if I shakri. So, that's the Mishnah. Let's start the Gemara. Tell me about
one. There's one more.
Master the Gnus, the Fajr Gemara.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. You're 100% right. So, once again, the Tetzav says, Halayla hazeh mori. Why don't we say like matzah? Why don't we say kulei mori? Meshum dochlin on shayirokes v'tevarishin. It's not kulei mori. We have other vegetables as well. We have kalpas as well. Next place is kulei tzli. Rav Chista meikilo be'ilu dvarim kiben teima. Rav Chista in perik ilu dvarim. Who knows where you'll find perik ilu dvarim?
Oh, then
send in
the morning. I had a very
right, so where's a peyuk, Eilat
Dvorah?
So which one's he mean? Which one does the Tesis mean? Rav Chista Meikim La Bepeyuk Be'ilu Dvorah. So which one does he mean? He means in Brachas?
It's
in Sachim.
Yeah.
I was also quite thrown for a second there. It says
Daf
Ayin Amud Aleph. Yeah. Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Now, anyone who knows Brachos knows that Eilu Dvarim is not Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. So where's Eilu Dvarim? Yeah, it's in Sochem itself. In Sochem there's a Ben Teimo. Daf Ayin Amud Aleph there's a Ben Teimo. Ben Teimo says Chagiga Avoyim HaPesach Eino Necheles El Atzlif. The Chagiga, which we eat on Seder night, has to be roasted. Although Kom Shlomim generally doesn't have to be roasted, the Chagiga does. So Mamela, that's what our Mishnah goes like. Our Mishnah says, Kuloi Tzli, why? Why? Because it's not sure the Chagigah is cooked. And I said, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Ben Tema. That was this kid who was asking the question and had in front of him the school of Ben Tema.
What's the difference between the Chagigah and Pesach?
Why does Pesach have to be roasted?
Are they both Kevis and Gorgidi? Or is it Chagigah's different? Could be anything?
Chagigah could be anything, but Korban Pesach has to be definitely a keres.
Really?
Yeah. Chagigah can be a cow as well.
Chagigah
can be a cow as well. It could be any meat. Any meat could be. It's also not roasted in the same manner as the Korban Pesach.
Does Chagigah have to be roasted?
According to Ben Tema, yeah. It's not chalikus. According to Ben Tema, it has to be roasted. Not in the way of the Korban Pesach or roasted. There's one that has to be roasted meat. No, just Pesach. Just Pesach. Only Pesach. Kol HaChagiga of Pesach has to be roasted. That's right. HaChagiga HaNechelet in my Pesach has to be roasted. So now it says, convention. Only convention. Says the God question now. If you look at the Ayin Amud Aleph, you have a quick piece on the Ayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, Yiboiluhu.
What's the first word of the night?
Yiboiluhu is Va'omer Achmona.
What?
Va'omer Achmona.
Achmona, yeah.
Right, so the Gemara there brings a Ben Tema. Ben Tema says that it's got
Chagiga has all the dinim of Korban Pesach. Meaning, Korban Pesach, you have to eat. You have that night to eat, that's all you really have, right? You have the day, which you can't eat the day, but then you have the night afterwards, and that's it. Korban Shlamim, you have the day you shecht, the night afterwards, and the day afterwards. That's Korban Shlamim. 2 days and a night. Korban Pesach, although Korban Pesach is a type of Korban Shlamim, it's limited. You have to finish it by the morning. But Ben Tema holds, Chagiga is the same. Ben Tema holds, the Chagiga has got the same halacha as the Korban Pesach.
On
Pesach, yeah. Chagiga on Pesach, if you look, it's at the top. Maybe you know, we stop from the top of the first two dots. You see the two dots at the top of the Amud there? Sorry.
Yeah.
It's going on the Korban Chagiga. The Korban Chagiga you can eat for 2 days. Masnisa deloy keben Tema. The Tanya ben Tema, ima Chagiga, ba'ma Pesach, Korban Chagiga, they eat together with the Korban Pesach. Ha'i ke Pesach. Can only be eaten for 1 day and 1 night. That means the day you shecht it. Kom chagig you can. Not the Kom Pesach. No, Kom Pesach you're not allowed to eat beforehand. But the Kom chagig you can. So the time of duration for the Kom Pesach is the day of shechting and the night afterwards. You're right, you're not allowed to eat beforehand, but the end of the night is the last day you can eat. The Chagiga is the same.
Why don't you say that rather
than saying you don't? You're on the Chagiga, you can eat in the day.
You can't.
The cutoff is like Korban Pesach, but the beginning
is
right. So that's the first point he says. Then a few lines later, the Gemara asks Iboilu. Iboilu is like about 6 lines after that. Iboilu le ben tema. You see it? The first word on the line is Omer Achmona in my edition. Iboilu. Iboilu. Le ben tema. Necheles li or ain't necheles li? This halacha which Chagiga, which ben tema compared Chagiga to Korban Pesach. How far do you take it? Just the time? Or also how you're meant to eat it? Ki atche Achmona le Pesach le lino. The hekesh which the Torah made from Chagiga to Pesach was only regarding to not leaving it later than the night, or I was not referring to roasting. I don't know. Maybe when the Torah made the hekesh between Chagiga and Korban Pesach, the Torah made the hekesh not only in how long you can eat it, and after the night it becomes possible, but rather it's come to tell me how to eat it as well. You have to eat it roasted.
Mm-hmm.
Why? That was a Gemara asked the question. I couldn't maintain. How on earth are you meant to eat the Korban Pesach? The Korban Chagiga. To which the Gemara answered, Toshima. Now this is what taste is needed. Toshima. Halayla zekul itzli. Does anyone remember such a Mishnah? Halayla zekul itzli.
Where's the food?
What's
the question?
It's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Halayla zekul itzli. It's our Mishnah. Rav Chista, and Rav Chista said on the Mishnah, Zu divei ben tema. Our Mishnah is ben tema. Shmami no, that's the biggest raya that you see Bentema holds. Now you meant to see the Korban Pesach, Korban Chagiga, roasted as well. So that's the Gemara that Tosfos quotes. So Tosfos is bothered. And the Ayin, when the Gemara is discussing the opinion of Bentema, the Gemara brings the Mishnah and brings what Rav Chista said on the Mishnah. But Nafkuv de Zayin, when we bring the Mishnah, Rav Chista doesn't mention that. Why is Rav Chista mentioned of Ayin when discussed Ben Tema and not mentioned on Daf Kuf Zayin when discussed with the Mishnah? The Mishnah is a Kuritzi. Why is it not mentioned over here? V'amar Rav Chista! That Mishnah is going like Ben Tema. It's a bit funny that the Torah, the Gemara, is set up in a way that Rav Chista, which is explaining the Mishnah, is brought not on the Mishnah.
What is it again?
Our Mishnah here discusses the words, says the words Kulei Tzvi, and there's no commentary on the Gemara at all why it says Kulei Tzvi. The Gemara in the Ayin has a question on Ben Tema, and the Gemara quotes the Mishnah and quotes the commentary that Rav Chista said on the Mishnah. Why is that commentary not brought on the Daf Kuf Tezayin?
It's already brought. You're learning it sequentially.
Okay.
You heard it.
That's the problem that Tosfos has. That the Gemara is bringing
doesn't bring the commentary that was said on the Mishnah here, but does bring it somewhere else, which is Mimecha Tomi Lachmo. So he says, yeah, it happens like that. Avagam to Gamal Hoslam Vomer Chista, even though there it brings the commentary of Chista, Pirkin Lesser, and in our Perik it doesn't bring it. Why not? It should bring it in our Perik. So Gamal, okay, now is the way of the Gemara is like that. Mimecha Tomi Lachmo, the way of the Gemara is like that. So Mimela, that's how the Gemara. So after we've done the Mishnah now.
We had it more exactly why did you ask the question?
But you knew that? So it's the Mechadish, the Gemara came. If you're very shasty, you've got to do that for you, you know, all wonderful. Not all of us have done that. So Tosfos, he knew it. Says the Gemara right. Let's see some Gemara. Tana Abana Chacham B'nai Sheila. B'meini Chacham Ishto Sheila Sui. Bim lav usho le'atzma. Rafilo. Shnei talmide chachomim sheyoid milchus pesach. Shoyalim ze leze. Ask one and another. There's a shayla. Do they need to both ask each other? Is it good enough that one should ask the other one? Mm-hmm. And the other one will answer.
We discussed this the other day.
Shailin Zer is there, could mean that I ask you. Does it mean both of them have to ask each other?
One thing,
by Manishtana, who asks, the child asks the father. The father doesn't ask back to the child, right? When the wife asks, she asks the husband, and the husband doesn't ask back. So why by two Tamid Chachamim should it be different? One of them should ask. And then the other one should answer.
Because he's got the opportunities. He misses on the father to answer.
And on the husband as well.
Have an aspect of got the
and the husband and wife, what are you going to say?
The wife doesn't have an obligation when he got the ring.
Send this, there's no children. So the wife asked the husband.
He's being guilty when he got the ring father telling all this his wife.
Why? What's the bincha with his wife? Bincha means his son.
Teach,
so then two Tamei Chachamim, you can say the same thing.
Yes, but what? They're both happening in kindness. One Tommy Chacham wants his turn. They're both equal Tommy Chacham.
So why is the wife not
to be Mekayim? So
why is the wife not to be Mekayim?
What? This
is just my grandma. No, she's not there with Mrs. Zantedeme.
Awesome.
No, not the
time.
All right. Well, nonsense. Right. I don't. Yeah.
If someone finds a child, he has to say it out loud.
Right.
Because the purpose is to, you have to say it. So if you're only asking enough, it's just to give both Tamid HaKamim opportunity to say it over.
It's not Mukhaf that they do have to ask. Shailin Zevazah doesn't mean that both of them are asking. Shailin Zevazah means they ask one another. Not that both of them have to ask. If there's two Tamid HaKamim, Shailin Zevazah, one of them should ask the other one. And the other one will answer. It's not mukhak mukhal.
Who's mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to ask?
The mitzvah is to talk about. It's a bit of the time, man. When you speak out, so one person talks, the other person listens. That's the mitzvah. So it shouldn't be a problem so much. I did hear Yashiv says that two Tamid Chachamim is a din that both of them ask the questions to each other. Okay. It's a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Pasha Shemei Kareina. Simple. I said, you ask me, I answer back. That is the sort of. Oh my god, I don't know. This is really asking. So, no, it's a chiddush. To me, it's a chiddush. Manish Tana Alain Azir. Yeah.
It says in the Mishnah that if the child doesn't know to ask, the father then teaches it.
Uh-huh.
But is the Gemara copy to tell us that the wife, should the wife ask or not? If the child doesn't know to ask. The child doesn't know to ask.
So you should teach
him. The wife now asks. Or should the father automatically teach the son?
You should teach the son. The mitzvah
is
the
government.
No.
The mitzvah
is
the
government.
The wife should ask.
If there's no son.
That's what it means. How do we see if there's no son? That's
no, but he may know Chacham.
If it's an order,
yeah,
just say Chacham. What?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe 2 years old.
I'm thinking about answering. Don't think that in all instances the father will start teaching him. It will be the wife who then will want to ask him next.
No, I don't think so, but you're right. Tana Mala Chacham B'nai Sheila. I wasn't aiming at this. Im Einei Chacham Ishtei Sheila.
Exactly. Yeah.
How do you get the conversation going?
The Mishnah says, "Main dog, the man
of
him and all
of
the wife."
Yeah, I know. That was a question Rav Daniel had. Yeah. He says, "Why do you insert the wife?"
The Mishnah says, "Main dog, the man of him and all of." So, what does it mean here? So that it wasn't my man. That's a good
idea. The next one is not for the question, though.
Yeah.
So he should go, then he'll ask his son.
Yeah, no.
And he'll tell his
son. The R is why it says, even if he's not Chacham. If it's not Chacham, you should teach him how to ask.
To ask him Chacham or interchangeable?
No,
no. By example,
I don't know. No, okay. Homework for me. Hey, the R. I wasn't aiming at it. Very good, the R. Look around. Manishtan alayla ze mikal alayla. Shvukal alayla ze onu matzvidim pramacha. Alayla ze shtei vol. Anyone got a good R?
What's
the
question?
No, there's no good R. Man is not allowed to come in. So, come in on Madrid in Pamachas. Allowed to stay for him. You see the gifts, yeah? On Madrid in Pamachas. Yeah? That's why he's also right. See, that's the gifts. So, Maske Blor of Otuko, you know, is Sagit Lori, Mitzvah of Chodas in on. Every day. You only did once.
Can you not translate the word for it,
yes.
The word
what? Otu, is it?
Is it
Kol Yumo? Every day. Leisagya. It's not enough. The Loi Matvelo. Chod Zimno. That we don't dip one time.
Are we really dipping one time every day of the
year? Right. That's how you meant to read it. Yeah.
We're not eating vegetables.
See Rashbam. See Rashbam. Rashbam will explain it. But you're right. Tektoni. Rashbam. Tektoni. Shebechol Aleilois. Onu Matzbilim Pamachas. The Mishnah says that every day we dip once. To which the Gemara is asking, yeah, we have to. Otu, call, where are we on? What's the place?
First in the Gemara. First,
what's the place?
First Rashbam in the Gemara.
Yeah, no, but back to the Gemara. Otu, call Yuma, the Sagi, the Loi Mitzvah Chodzina. Otu, is it? They call Yuma every day. Loi Sagi, it's not enough if you don't. The Loi Mitzvah Chodzina, if you don't dip one time, meaning it's written negative here. It means to say, what, every day we have to dip once? It's not enough if we don't dip once. Every day we have to dip once. It's not true, we don't have to dip every day. Ella Marava. If you dip, yeah, if you.
You don't have to dip it.
This is referring to vegetables. Strictly vegetables.
You don't dip bread, don't dip other things.
No, that they would dip. No. I'm saying this question is referring to vegetables. This, on Pesach, we're dipping vegetables twice, and during the rest of the year, we only dip once. So the Gemara, we don't dip once even. Right? Also, Kol Yomo, Yisag, Le Metro, Chod, Zimna. Ela, my Rabba, says Rabba, Hoch, Iktor. She, Bechol, Ale, Le, Se, Nonu, Chayobin, Le, Tabit. Afil, Ba, Machaz. There's no Chiyub to dip, even once. Halayla, Zeh, Shtei, Pomin. Tonight, we're Chayib to dip twice. So that question, says the Gemara, doesn't make sense. Matzkif, Lo, Her, Safer, Chiyub, Le, Dardaki. A child knows a Chiyub. What do you mean? A child knows what's chayiv, what's not. A child has learned halachas. He knows whether you're chayiv during the year or not chayiv. Can't be. Ela, Oma, Yosefa. Hoch, Iktoni. This is the gear, say, Inon, Magbidim, Afilip, Hamakaf. We don't dip even once. Halal, Azeh, Shay, Pomim. And tonight we have to dip twice. Okay, let's finish off the Rashbam. We're in the middle of the Rashbam.
The question there was if the children are mothers and if it's a not, then it's a year.
Children don't
what
know.
What do they know of Chiyuv?
They don't know Chiyuv. They know what you do. They don't know if you're a Chiyuv or you don't.
He's a Chacham.
So what? No,
he's
not. Chacham doesn't mean that he knows halachas. Otherwise, the father wouldn't be teaching him. Or, in Afghanis, Acha Pesach Afikrema. A Chacham is a clever kid, so he can ask questions, but the answers he doesn't. And he said he doesn't know all halachas, that's not his role yet.
But is the dipping chiyuvah?
No.
On
Tzeit Dinah, yeah.
It's chiyuvah?
They want.
The chiyuvah?
Definitely want.
Chiyuvah?
Yeah.
You use a lot of chiyuvah?
Yeah.
I thought. it's only for Heker.
No, definitely Mari. Mari definitely. Mari definitely is a piece.
Only according to the Mandam out of the Sibis?
Either because of that or because of damage.
But no, that's just what you meant. That's not here.
No, no. Chazal is stuck in that way. You're right. It might be because of to save yourself from getting down. Chazal is stuck in.
Yeah, we have to.
How can he ask? How can it be possible? The Gemara is asking a question. The kid's asking a question, equating it to you. That then normally you're not chayiv here. You're chayiv. Have you got chiyuv to eat kavas? Yes. Chazal is stuck. We should eat kavas. What happens if somebody says, you know, I've decided that I'm going to get my kids interested some other ways. Hey, I've got a good idea. You get these frogs that jump. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do it. Doesn't have a right to do that? Certainly not. Because I'm a sucker.
And Yotze, he doesn't do it.
I mean, Yotze.
Yotze, the other side of
it. Yeah, Chiyuv and Yotze are not the same. Chiyuv and Yotze are not the same. A person's chayiv to talk about the matzah more and explain it, but he might be Yotze without it. Your chayiv to do kavas, yes. You're chayiv to do more, yes. You're chayiv to do it. Now whether, if you didn't do it, you weren't yet to your mitzvah, that's something else. The Chazal instituted that we are obligated to dip karpas and obligated to dip more. That's
so
all we have.
No way of reading it. So if you don't do it, then you bring the henam like the other
lava,
like
yeah.
Over a
lot. And I'm talking about Jabonon. It's Jabonon. So if Chazal tells you to do something, you decide from your own wisdom not to, you're in a bad way.
No way of reading it that it's, he was complaining about the lashon of chiyuv and saying you can't say the chiyuv because it's coming
from Hashem. No, he talks about the
kid. Chiyuv al adavaki. A kid doesn't know Quentin no human. Chiyuv al adavaki.
Adavaki was coming from the children of the heck.
No, oh no.
Okay, that's.
Wow. No. Okay, don't rush. The Rashbam, I guess, is coming to answer your problem because he feels the need to speak out. Avol. Oh my gosh.
He's saying what I'm thinking. I think he's saying what I
was suggesting.
Ooh. I should have called her Layla.
Wow.
What?
She's got you. Got a shot. Don't smack. So the zero sum before we get this one. Oh, Rashbam seems to not like it. Avol, we have one Rashbam before. We're in the middle of Rashbam. Also, Kalim, Reshaglim, and Belima. So we're in the middle of Rashbam. We'll start again from the beginning. Diktani, Shabchol, Leleis, Ono, Matbilim, Pamach. That's every night. Avol, Ashabchol, Leleis, Ono, Uchim, Shayoko, is the fact that other nights we eat other vegetables, Lekan, Mifrach, Ochi. You can't ask what you have to eat other vegetables the other year. Tosam, Ochkama. Shabchol, Leleis, the rest of the year, if we want vegetables, we don't have to get married. And tonight we're going out of our way to get married.
We go back to a second vegetable stage. You're saying the difference that we go back to another vegetable stage.
Well, the Rashbam is saying is the other question. Why, when it comes to the dipping, do we say, well, you don't have to dip? And when it comes to eating vegetables, we don't say, well, you don't have to eat vegetables. The Gemara said, the Mishnah said, Shabbat Aleilois, Ono Matbilim, Pamachas. The Gemara said, you don't have to dip once. The Gemara said, Shabbat Aleilois, Ono Oichin Shayirokis. Yeah, you have to. You eat other vegetables every night? No. So why didn't the Gemara ask him that? Shabbat Aleilois, Ono Matbilim, Ono Oichin Shayirokis. Why didn't the Gemara there ask? It's not true, you don't need to. So Gemara said, Ashbam said, no, because the Pshat and Ono Oichin Shayirokis didn't mean that we eat other vegetables. But rather, if you want a vegetable, then we'll choose what we like.
And you eat it at one time.
No, that's the other point.
We go back to
the Mechazah means we look for it.
Oh.
Yeah, seek out.
I just want to explain it.
Because the Mela, we say other nights, we don't specifically look, go out of our way to get other vegetables. Mashenkein, by more, by Seder night, we might be dafka to get more. So now this is fun. I was thinking we were surprised. Chiyuv al adavaki, bitmiya. On Mishum Akeya, the Tinoika is Kadesh Isha Lokav Dino.
That makes sense.
Kedei.
I don't know. So I thought what's going on is that you say, you know, all my sheep we dip once. Like, how do you know who says it's a to dip once? So the Gemara answers, we're not talking about
practice.
What does the child
say? The question is, like we say, chiyuv adadike means, like we explained, chiyuv adadike, that a kid doesn't know chiyuv.
Right, but
who says the kid asking it? Who says this is adadike? He says, chacham, two tamid chacham ask each other. So he says, no, bid me off. The whole reason why we're doing these pouring the cups and the goes, so the kid should ask. So the idea is it should be the kids asking this question. And the kids can't be asking chiyuvim because the kids don't know chiyuvim. You know, how much of a kid is to kids because they should yishalu, so they'll ask God, you know, we're doing all this. So we made a, since the whole point of our pouring the second cup early and the dipping behind us, so the kids should ask, it doesn't make sense to say that the kids will be asking about chiyuvim. Because kids don't know chiyuvim. That's how I understood this Gemara. I hear how Yossi's reading. Yossi's reading it a different way. I'm very tempted to cheat.
Take a picture!
Well, sorry, Yossi, article says like you.
Like me?
Yeah. The article says like you.
What does it say?
The article says like this. It wasn't recorded. Chiyuva l'dadiki. How can you say it's a chiyuv? We're only doing it for the kids.
What's it mean?
Chiyuv.
It's not a mitzvah. The purpose is that we're doing it for the kids.
That is an obligation of the mitzvah.
Where is it?
Hold on.
Chiyuv.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. He's saying it's not a chiyuv. You're doing it for the kids. I don't know. Because definitely Mori is a chiyuv. So the whole question is, he says you're a chiyuv twice. That's the whole question. You're a chiyuv twice. Right, so what does it mean? Kol HaLeilos, there's no chiyuv. And tonight, you've got chiyuv to do it twice. The question's on the first dipping. So why you think it's a chiyuv? Alright, listen. It's definitely not the way I understood.
He's saying that the table is a chiyuv. Go back to see Rava saying.
Whether or not we have to dip on other
That's nights. The issue. We're commenting, we're changing the gears on that.
Right, so which table? First dipping.
I'm just saying, to clarify what Rav Safra is saying, you have to see how is he looking at Rava.
Rava said that the child said the whole night, every year, every night of the year, you've got no chiyuv to dip. And tonight, you've got two chiyuv.
He starts by saying, this isn't the way you should read it, because on every day of the year we dip. We don't have to eat vegetables and dip.
So what do we have
to today, reason? Tonight, the difference is, we actually have a chiyuv to dip twice.
Right, so we definitely have a chiyuv to
we
dip.
We skip
tomorrow.
Over once.
We definitely have a chiyuv to dip tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. So, why? Of course you do.
It's only one day.
Okay. So let's say it's one day. We all have got discussions.
That's not how this
was
written.
That was not a lot of it. Not
one day. Are
we? Lots of it. Something we had already last mission. We had in the last mission. Oh well. Okay. Listen, I'm going to be mine. I must be ashamed saying that guy does it.
No doubt about it.
Hello. Yeah. No, Esther Deckard. I'll be home in 10 minutes. Ten. Just a minute. Can you help?
Hello, Ken. Shalom, shalom. Ma atem tzichim? Hello? Ken, atem tzichim lavid tudat zot?
You have the code?
Zebabait. Ken, baldes zbakot. אז יש בדקות, ממש רץ שם. בסדר, אני אגיע עוד מעט. ביי.
Hi, this is Moshe Singer, Anipa Bright. Make a code.
Moshe, this is Naomi and Shimon. Trying to call you. I tried to call you on your